Roger Waldron's the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, CGP, putting on a webinar coming up on a bid protest toward the end of January. Roger, is this a perception that companies have that bid protests are going through the roof, or is this a reality that you're seeing when you look at the numbers, Roger?
I think it's a little bit of both, Francis, and let me sort of explain what I'm saying. As I actually went back and looked at the statistics going back to almost from about 2005 to 2014, and it's interesting, you know, protests were in the 2005 time frame, 2006, there were about 1,300 protests a year. 2007 is 14. Then in the middle years of that, 2008, 9, 10, into 11, the protests went up almost 20% each year. So you had a huge growth from, in 2008 it was 1,600 protests. By 2010 it was another 600 more to almost 2,300 protests. In 2011 it broke the 2,300 barrier, and that's been, and then the last 3 or 4 years it's been, protests have been going up 2 or 3% a year. In 2014 they actually went up 5% from the previous year. So it's almost like in that middle period, and frankly it seems like it sort of corresponds with the economic downturn, and money was tight everywhere, and I think companies were probably more inclined to protest. And also, you're seeing in that time frame, the expanded authority for GAO bid protest to hear task orders, and they've gone. There's been significant growth there. They've gone from 2010, 189. To 2014, there's 292 protests against task orders. That's been an area where there's been, you look at that percentage growth over that to over 100 more in 4 years. That's 25 additional each year. That's, that's a significant growth. And I think companies there are, and folks there are identifying the task order process as an area where they can, in fact, challenge awards as appropriate. So today I think it, but at the same time with the 2 or 3% increase each year over the last 2 or 3 years, maybe it's stabilized in this 2,400 to 2,500 protests a year range after some significant years of growth. But to put it in context, I mean there were significantly more protests back in the dark ages when I started in procurement in the late 80s and early 90s. I think probably twice as many protests, if I recall correctly. And there were, and the GSBCA also had bid protest authority for over information technology, which was a significant resource challenge for companies and for industry. It was very litigation intensive with hearings and discovery, a much different dynamic than the GAO bid protest process.
You mentioned the economic downturn and the increase that we saw in protests during that time. I wonder if part of it too might be the budget uncertainty, where companies felt like they had to fight for every last little deal. And that's not entirely over, but it certainly has been mitigated the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean that's a great observation. I think that definitely has part to do with it, and that's probably why, at least right now, you're seeing the last 2 or 3 years, you're seeing the protests sort of stabilize at a relatively high level for GAO bid protests over the last 10 years or so, or even over the last, since the turn of the century. But that 2,400 to 2,500 protests a year mark, I think that sort of lends itself to that continued budget uncertainty we continue to see, whether it's a continuing resolutions or sequestration, and companies very sensitive to a market that's changing.
Roger Waldron's the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. You're getting ready for a webinar, the coalition is, to talk about bid protests. What are the kinds of questions that your members discuss amongst themselves or ask each other or tell you that they want to seek legal advice for about bid protests, Roger?
We're really looking forward to, and thanks for mentioning, Francis, the bid protest webinar. Sharon Larkin, who's with Rogers, Joseph, and O'Donnell, she's a former GAO Assistant General Counsel and Contract Appeals Board judge, brings huge amount of experience, a career working at GAO and bid protests. And she's going to talk about the practical tips, really talking about, the types of cases that are successful, where the risks are, things that companies and the government, frankly, need to think about when they're looking at, the bid protest process and making decisions whether to protest or not. And I guess the way I can answer your question is, I'm just putting on, my lawyer's hat. I worked for the government for 20 years, and I worked for a private firm advising government contractors for about 4 years. And, I can tell you from the government's perspective, the contracting folks still, and I think it's probably more sensitive to it now, too, with the expanded task order bid protest authority, the government folks have always been sensitive to the protest issue in the sense that they think more about process, I think, than outcome in many cases, and that may not be a healthy approach. Overall, I think that's still an issue and a challenge the government faces. But also, I think the government doesn't understand that companies are very, even though you see these numbers going up, they're very reluctant to sue the customer. And I think a lot of it boils down to, from their perspective, having a better understanding of the government's thought process in making an award, and what was really important to the government. And I think the way both sides can sort of alleviate some of that is, going back to Dan Gordon's Mythbusters campaign, better communication in the procurement planning process, greater transparency and openness with regard to how, the government is going to evaluate, value versus price. Which is some of that you're seeing in the Better Buying Power Initiative in terms of trying to identify capabilities and what those capabilities are worth to the department when they're doing a technical evaluation, making that clearer. It's much better debriefings. I can tell you my experience when I did go into private practice, the lack of clarity that the government often expressed or failed to express clarity in the debriefing process, it became situations where companies, would feel like they really wanted to understand why they didn't win, because somebody has to report back internally with the company to explain that to the boss. And that lack of clarity often, and lack of a reasonable explanation in the debriefing process leads to problems, frankly, and raises the risk of protest.
How much of it is self-policing, though? How much of it is somebody or some group of companies saying, you know what, we're going to be more judicious in the way that we do protests, and we're not going to get involved in a protest in every single deal that we think might not have gone exactly the way we wanted to? We lose some and we'll win some, and we're just going to move on. Or is that not realistic? Is that just, am I just pipe dreaming?
No, I think in my experience, is companies who are in this business, they take a very serious approach, and very thoughtful approach, when they're making a decision whether they're going to sue the customer or not. And, frankly, the government has its own challenges in terms of its valuation. If you look at the overall effectiveness rate that GAO publishes, that's whether there's been protests sustained by GAO or the agency has chosen to take corrective action. The effectiveness rate there is consistently over 40%, like 42-43% on a year-in and year-out basis, and that's over the last 5-6 years. So that tells me over 40% of the time, there's at least a legitimate basis for the companies to be, to actually file a protest and are effective in getting some sort of corrective action. Whether that ultimately leads to an award to that company or not is a whole different matter. And I know, folks have looked at that ultimate effectiveness rate, which I think companies are starting to consider more as well. I don't think that there's, stampede to file a bid protest. In most cases that is reckless or, companies haven't really thought it through. I think most responsible companies that I'm aware of and have dealt with, do go through a very thorough process when they're trying to decide whether to protest. You also have to remember that there's a limited amount of time for a company to make that decision, and it is a high pressure situation where they're, going through and taking a look at the facts surrounding the procurement process and the information the government's provided to them with regard to the award and how the decision was made, and analyzing all that information and making that decision. It's a high pressure. For the major procurements, it's a high pressure and a very sort of stressful thing to go through just to even make that decision at the first level. And I would also say, that if we could slice and dice the statistics in many different ways, literally hundreds of thousands of government transactions and task order awards and contracts and orders are placed each year that aren't protested. I can guarantee you if you've got a major procurement that's, essentially going to set a program direction over a number of years, that obviously the risk or the potential for a bid protest in those cases is much higher, because that procurement may shape a market for multiple years on. The DoD procurements are prime examples of that for weapon systems and things like that. So it's part of the business. You could say I'm talking as a lawyer, as someone who's done bid protests on both sides. It's part of the process, and I think it overall, it lends itself to ensuring a system that provides an opportunity for those who have lost out to at least get a second look at what's happened where it's appropriate.